feminist movement has tried to demonize men by counting as acts of domestic violence, shouting, attempting to commit suicide is an act of domestic violence, according to the Domestic Violence Project.
They've published countless figures for domestic violence. None of the figures are small, and all of them appear to confirm the existence of a vast and menacing problem, a problem that only appears to affect women.
But what is it? What is domestic violence?
If you think that it means a man, woman or child being beaten up, punched or kicked, then you're mistaken. Domestic violence as presented in the media is actually something very different. It's defined as a wide array of behaviours, most of which are not actually violent at all.
The classification for domestic violence covers all acts of whether it's slapping, punching, pinching, financial deprivation, in other words, if your partner won't give you the money that you want, that you think, that's all considered domestic violence. The problem with this is that if you start doing that, you're going to end up with the entire population of England in prison, because unfortunately, people who live in close relationships do at times behave very badly towards each other.
From the publicly funded Domestic Violence Project working at the Royal Holloway College, here are some examples of domestic violence, what they count. Refusing to have sex with her is an act of domestic violence. Denying her sexuality. Mocking or humiliating her. Watching her at home or work. I'm not making these up. Sending her unwanted gifts. Telling her children things she doesn't want them to know. These are all acts of domestic violence, according to our government. Swearing at her, insulting her, criticising her appearance, criticising her... Well, it just goes on and on. Yeah. These are now... This is the abuse industry growing, trying to bring as many forms of normal behaviour as possible under the category of domestic violence.
I think it's been trivialised down to whether slapping, kicking, punching and all the rest of it. That is, of course, it's sad that adults have to regress into childish behaviour. But it does happen. Domestic violence, to me, is where there is physical attacks on another human being from someone who is close to you and loves you, or supposed to love you.
Some of the literature on that has tended to kind of overstate the case. So, if you look at some of the literature, they tend to sort of stretch the definition of abuse, not just from punching and kicking or injuring in other ways, but to just sort of name-calling or... nasty looks, which name-calling and nasty looks are not nice, but it kind of, you don't want to stretch the definition too far.
As the feminist movement mounted its campaign to vilify men, it became easier and easier and easier within the court system, which after all was flooded with women, and the social services, which is largely women, and all the sort of feminization of our society, to see men as the enemy.
The Domestic Violence Project at the Royal Holloway College. This is a £3 million project funded by the Labour government, which is run by an American feminist who knows every trick in the book. I've even received emails from women telling me that my website is illegal because it's an act of domestic violence against women. You cannot complain against women without them feeling that they have a right to abuse you, to threaten you, to intimidate you. And when it comes to the mainstream media, newspapers and what have you, they won't receive a few emails, they'll receive thousands of emails, thousands of letters orchestrated by the feminist lobby, which you must remember is extremely well funded. And so the women are goaded into believing that they are being abused by the male population, when the truth of the matter is, as you can see from to the depths that they're having to sink in order to define domestic violence in every which way they can, and these things are regarded as crimes.
When questioned, 47% of women living in London say they'd leave their partner straight away if he hit her. In reality, it takes an average of 35 beatings before they actually report the violence.
Despite this reporter's misuse of the word beatings, this doesn't mean 35 punches or 35 slaps or 35 of any other kind of physical assault. As we've seen, it could mean anything.
It's even extended to include financial domestic violence. This means wherever a man refuses to give money to a woman, for whatever reason, he's classed as abusive.
I wonder, if I beat her at chess, is that intellectual domestic violence? If I beat her on PlayStation, is that video game domestic violence?
The definitions of domestic violence are now so wide that the figures have become meaningless.
Domestic violence is as far as I'm concerned, is serious violence where the other person is so intimidated that you ruin their quality of life.
I got into an argument with someone a couple of months ago, and she was very sensible, and she worked in a, it wasn't kind of like a rape crisis centre or something, but it was a resource centre for those kinds of things. And she was coming out with all this stuff like, it's, you know, one in four women are abused. And I'm thinking, that's massive. So I said, does that mean that, you know, of all of your friends, a quarter of them are being abused? And she said, that over their whole lifetime, so not any given time. I said, okay, and what exactly counts as abuse under, what do you mean by abuse? Because this seems like an epidemic of what's going on. And she said, oh, well, it means, you know, obviously, you know, knifing and stabbing and stuff and murder, obviously, punching and kicking, and then also name calling and ignoring and stuff like this. So what this means, what it actually boiled down to was that over that whole spread of things, it meant that, you know, one in four women over the course of their lives will be ignored for a period of time by their partners.
I don't think the one in four women have experienced domestic violence at some point in their lives is a valid figure, because apart from anything else, it was actually taken from women in refuges. There were no control groups. It isn't a proper analysis.
It's kind of unfortunate if energy directed towards solving really serious problems is kind of dissipated on silly stuff like that.